CBA Mobile.
So X-ray 4, Yankee Mike Mobile, testing 1-2-3-3-2-1, test complete.
N4DJC, monitoring.
N4DJC, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, name here is David.
Yes, it is, David. This is Jerry. How you doing? Hadn't been on for a while, but reorganizing everything, getting my radio stuff reorganized, getting back operating a little bit. How you doing? You tennising today?
So I'm headed, got a little ways to go, but I got two matches tonight, one at 6 and one at 7:30.
Well, I hope it's going to be a little cooler than it is right now. It's pretty toasty out there. You playing in the dome or you playing outside today?
Be outside.
A block of ice with you then. I noticed they just refinished the court below the house here, one of the subdivisions had a little small, had a one court, and they refinished it, and the court's blue, which I haven't noticed before. That's something new, I guess.
I've seen them just, like, spray asphalt with this black stuff. I don't, it's almost like paint has a... has a an odor to it, though.
I wore the court up early this year, I guess, and just tore the whole thing down, I guess, and started over and put new, I don't know whether to put concrete down under what, but then they had the slab laid out there for a while, then they, I don't know what they sprayed on or rolled on it, but it's blue with white stripes, which is, I've always seen green courts, but I never have. That's the first time I've noticed a blue one. I hadn't been on a court though in so many years. I guess they've changed the idea of what shows up good at night or not. It's lit up at night too, though, but it's just one court. So.
The blue lines are for pickleball. I'm not sure how you play pickleball, but it really messes you up. On the serve, because the blue line is so close to the service line, and it's really kind of irritating, to be honest with you, to be a tennis player. To the tennis player, it's irritating.
The old court blue, not the lines, just the old court wood. I think the problem with the lines might have been white, but the old court blue, which is something new for me anyway. But it didn't look like it was set up for pickleball. I hadn't seen anybody playing that yet, but there's I know over across the river in Georgia, pickleball is really popular. They got a several courts there with YMCA there in Hartwell, I think they use, and they got a pretty avid base over there, but I've never played it. My knees wouldn't hold up for anything, even ping pong now, I guess.
Hello, Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. We have three hard courts that are outdoors, and they're marked with pickleball. But I've never seen anybody out there playing. But evidently, either there has been, or they anticipate, or it's just there in case somebody wants to play. I don't know. But of course, on the clay courts, it's just marked for tennis, and we play mainly on the clay.
I've only played on clay maybe once or twice, and that's been many, many years ago. It's a good surface to play on, but if you fall, it's kind of rough on you, but sometimes you have to. I don't remember what kind of shoes we were using. We didn't use a standard standard Adidas shoes. We use something else, I think, to keep from messing it up. I've never played on grass, but they had a club in Atlanta that had two clay courts. This has been back in the 70s, I guess, which is probably unusual to see them back then. And I played a couple rounds there, and may play a couple of sets. And it was a lot of fun. It was just kind of traditional, and it was just something different.
You can slide around a little bit more than course than you would on a hard court, and but I'd rather fall on clay than on asphalt. I can tell you that. I'm falling on both of them, but anyway. But it's a slower game on clay, and it it's a little easier on the joints.
The joints were good back in those days. It's nowadays, 40 years later, 50 years later, when they're not as good. But I know that we used to watch a lot of it years, like I said, years ago. My wife and I both played, not real often, but we played, and we lived in South Georgia. It was so hot down there you couldn't hardly play. But other places, when we were still up in this area, we enjoyed playing a lot, and then we started playing racquetball and other things indoors later on when that became popular. But I was never very familiar with pickleball at all. I hadn't heard anything about it until a few years back, and I noticed they had some matches over in Harville, and I guess it serves underhanded, I think, and they use a paddle, perforated paddle instead of a bracket, I guess. I'm not sure what you call that thing. I'm not sure what they call it, but it looked interesting, but it didn't look like it was a whole lot easier. Maybe a little bit slower game, but, yeah, I mean, if you're going to put me out of tennis court, I'd rather play with a string racket.
Well, I am here. I have arrived, so I'm going to jump out in here on you, and I got me a parking place here. So, but I enjoyed the ride along there, and I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final. Good talk to you, Jerry. KP4CBA. Clear.
Okay, Dave. Take it easy this evening and enjoy yourself and win a few matches. And talk to you later, KP4CBA and 4DJC. Clear.